This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. If you're listening to Free Talk Live and it's between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, anywhere in the world, any day of the year, you can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Melanie.
The number is 855-450-3733. You can go to discord.freetalklive.com to call in that way. We've been across the board tonight between the Mueller report, millennials valuing politics over sex, people not being adults till they're 30, New Zealand gun site getting trolled. It's been pretty much everything. Everything's up for debate at this point here on the Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. I've got one that I've been kind of holding here. This is written by somebody who I sort of know professionally. I think it's a great story. Parents are fed up with their school choices. There's a quiet exodus from mass schooling. Parents are fed up as mass schooling becomes more restrictive, more standardized, more far-reaching into a child's young life. Many parents are choosing alternatives. Increasingly, these parents are reclaiming their children's education and are refocusing learning around children, family, and community in several different ways. I throw in this term community. So I was listening to NPR today, and you heard government school teachers on there crying about how students are going to charter schools and getting better educations. Like, seriously, people whose job it is to educate students were crying about why students are going to other places and getting better education. Now, they had stopped calling their stuff public school. They were calling them neighborhood schools.
Okay.
It's not a neighborhood school. I mean, it may be in my neighborhood, but that would be the only thing that would make it a neighborhood school. The idea that your school is forcibly funded through a monopoly and still manages to fail against schools that have to compete for your kid's business, your kid's education. They don't like that competition thing. They were actually complaining about the competition, too.
It's actually really sad. So if I have a product that is zero cost to the consumer, and then there's a competitor that charges you money, and I'm still losing, my product must really suck.
In many cases, these charter schools, the parent doesn't have to pay anything either, so they get like a voucher or something. But the voucher is often a third or a half of what the kid would get the government school would get for the kid. And don't forget, every kid that goes to the government school is now learning disabled, because basically they've come up with a system for calling every kid learning disabled or whatever and getting them, you know, some kind of aid or something to drive up the cost of an individual kid to the given municipality. These terrible education systems. I mean, you know where the crappiest school in town is. In 90-something percent of the cases, the worst school in a given jurisdiction for a given grade, I'm willing to say 99.9, but, you know, that's just me making up a statistic on the spot. I'm certain, I would bet it, that it's 90-plus percent of the worst school in a given jurisdiction for a given age, given grade, is the government school. And they're there crying about funding. The teachers, who are educators by trade, should be delighted that kids are getting a better education. But they're not. It's because a government job takes the joy out of whatever it is that you wanted to do, takes the passion out of it, and turns you into a bureaucrat. That's the evidence I see. The teachers who manage to stay passionate and excited about their job, I applaud them. But ones that say they want kids back who are getting a better education at a charter school, those teachers stink.
Well, yeah, and different job benefits are going to attract different people. There's jobs where you can put up with some risk, and if you're awesome, you'll get paid a lot. And then there's jobs where you just have security. And people who are good at what they do do not tend to flock to the jobs that offer the most amount of security. That's just not how life works. So
why should we have jobs that offer security if they attract the sort of people that are not passionate about their work, that do not, you know, that are just going to mail it in? They're going to put in the least amount of effort possible to stay employed. Do we want those people? I mean,
I don't want it regardless.
Surely there's somewhere that those people could be passionate about their work and that would be better for them. But offering them...
Well, it wouldn't necessarily be better for them, because if you're just like, I want, you know, $1,000 a month and I can just, you know, pay my bill and not have to care, if that's you, then yeah, you know, that might be what you want. Like, you want that security. Is it good for the product? No.
Well, I think that productivity is the thing that we're looking for here when we're trying to do stuff. And poor productivity in the educational marketplace results in poorly educated kids. I don't think that we as consumers would want that. Let me go on with this. With back to school time upon us, this is, like I said, the article is just a little date, more than 2 million U.S. children will be avoiding the school bus altogether in favor of homeschooling. An educational choice that has accelerated in recent years among both liberal and conservative families. While homeschooling for religious freedoms remains an important driver for many families, 2012 data from the National Center for Educational Statistics reveals that the main reason for homeschooling is concern about the environment of other schools. I mean, can you blame a parent for keeping their kid in from a government school? It's likely in their neighborhood it's the only choice that they've got. Well,
it's not the only choice you've got if you live in the U.S. There are some countries where that's the only choice you've got. The U.S. is not one of those countries.
Well, how far do you have to say that a person would have to drive in order for choice?
Hopefully most of us aren't driving to our living room, so it's not the only choice you got.
Right. I'm saying the only choice you have other than homeschooling. I mean, I just said homeschooling. There's any surprise they pick homeschooling when a government school is
the only other choice. I mean... Yeah, well, you could still do one of those online academies.
That is homeschooling.
That's debatable.
It's at home.
Yeah, but you're not teaching them yourself. There's somebody else's curriculum.
Sure.
They take these other No.
Well, if you're staying...
It's preferable than public school or even than, quote, private schools, but...
If a parent stays home with a kid, then as far as I'm concerned, it's homeschooling. You know, that's the broader category of homeschooling. There's lots of different ways to do homeschooling. You don't need to be a college professor to do it. Basically, the curriculum's
Most
there.
Most of the teachers aren't college professors anyway. Qualified to be, at least.
Yeah, a lot of them have masters, but even if they've got a bachelor's, a lot of people do not feel qualified. They've been told their whole lives that there's this curriculum called early childhood education, and that somehow this is magic. Ladies and gentlemen, it is not magic.
One of my psychology classes, there were two or three people who were taking... who were education majors.
Yeah.
And the curriculum for the education majors, so, like, I would have to take, you know, biology and either physics or chemistry, and then I'd have to take history.
And for what degree was this?
This was for accounting.
Accounting? You needed biology for accounting, all right.
Yes. But for them, they had math for education majors, science for education majors, and one of them was, like, asking me for help for her classes, and she was just, like, really not with it. But then, which was bad enough, right? Like, you're in an undergrad, a lower-level undergrad class struggling. That's concerning about you as a human being. But then she would show me the stuff that she was having to do, and it's like, okay, so we have to, you know, take algebra and algebra 2. She was, like, adding fractions. I'm like... And
I hate fractions.
The equivalent class in the this is what counts for algebra 2 for you. Like,
I was amazed.
Ridiculous.
In high school, they had an AP calculus class, right? So you could get college credit for taking the calculus class in high school. But how many college students who pay for a college class are actually ending up in calc? I mean, the engineers are. but very few others are going to take a calc class. Why does it have to be up to that? Why not the algebra class? Why not the algebra 2 class? Why not the geometry class? All of these are college-level classes, but they don't give you that credit. 855-450-3733. Am I too hard on the United States educational system? 855-450. Free as in freedom. Free Talk Live.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. TheMorganReport.com. TheMorganReport.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The live Monday night edition. It's Mark with you.
And Melanie,
you can give us a call. here at 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Reading an article about how homeschooling and charter schooling are increasing here in the United States. But let's go to your phone calls. Doug calling in from Illinois. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I want to let you know about an issue happening here in Illinois that, you know, being a libertarian program, I thought that it should be covered a little bit more.
Okay.
We had a four-year-old girl having a birthday here in Chicago.
All right.
And Chicago PD broke down the door.
Chicago City, okay.
Yeah, and they end up doing a wrong raid again. According to WBBM-TV here in Chicago, it will be the 12th raid that they're aware of, that they're aware of. They can't get Chicago PD to hand over the documentation about how often they've actually had it happening within an 18-month period. They're continually doing it all the time. They're getting the wrong property, and they're doing property damage. They're frightening the hell out of everybody. You know, and according to the mother, they held the child at gunpoint. They had her at gunpoint. They were dropping the F-bomb all over in front of a four-year-old.
I hate that. I really do. Law enforcement agents of the United States, we pay you well enough that you can watch your friggin' mouth. Hey, these are the people that pay your paychecks, whether they have to or not. You don't come out of your mouth like that if you think you're a professional. You are a law enforcement professional because you get paid. You can save that potty mouth stuff for the bar afterwards.
Evidently, they told her she told the cop, the one cop, I'd like to look at the warrant. And they told her, you know, F you, we're going to haul you off to jail too. And they got her cuffed, you know, and they pretty much threatened her.
Yeah, the idea that they walk into a house without showing somebody a warrant. When they did the raid on Free Talk Live Studios 3 years ago here, the FBI, in conjunction with state and local law enforcement officials, they showed that warrant before they walked in the door. They showed it to everybody. I came into the studio while they were here and searching. I had the warrant presented to me at the door. They weren't going to let me in. I said, this is my place of business. You can't keep me out. Go ahead and shoot me. We'll be talking about it tonight on the radio.
I mean, the thing could be that they're getting the wrong property. They're damaging the hell out of property.
Well, if you do enough raids, Doug, you're going to get the wrong property, right? I mean, that's really a problem with too many raids.
I mean, it's a problem with reading it.
It's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. I mean, if you're not getting – look, if you're not sure that you're getting the right property, then you don't need to be doing the raid. And if you're getting the wrong property – There should be accountability. You know what I mean?
There should be some kind of accountability. What kind of accountability would you suggest?
Maybe deduct the money from the pension of the guy in charge of the commander and put that money toward repairing the property and paying the family back that had the wrong raid happen. I sure assure you that if that should happen, they'll make sure that they get it right every time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that, you know, there's a lot of pension funds there. You probably should delve into all of them because there'll be some big costs when there's a pool from which to draw funds. You can believe the lawsuits will begin rolling in. So, I think people should be responsible for their actions. When police officers are responsible for the mistakes they make, then they're likely to make fewer mistakes. That's kind of how we do it here in America and around the world, is you're responsible for the mistakes you make. Oh,
we are dealing with a tyrannical entity, and people really need to wake the hell up. We have authority without accountability. And, you know, part of the problem can be that, you know, you have it happen in an area where you don't live in and you don't really give a damn. Well, it will eventually happen. We're having it happen here more and more and more here in Illinois, you know, and it will eventually make it out further out of Illinois, you know.
Yep. If you say, well, it doesn't really matter because it's happening in Chicago, or it doesn't really matter because it's happening to a family that's not like my family, or you say any of those things, don't expect anybody to feel bad for you when it happens to you. Ultimately, this is just the training ground. It keeps coming. There's 80,000 raids in America every year, and many of those are on the wrong residents.
Yeah, whoever you don't like, they're going to run out of them,
and
then they're not going to stop doing raids. They're just going to move on to the next group, which is kind of what happened in St. Tammany, but that's how it works.
In conjunction with that, with what happened, we had an off-duty cop killed here in Chicago, and they found the people that did it right away. when the majority of the people who get shot in Chicago, they never find the perpetrator. They never find the guy doing the shooting. But, man, a cop, even if it should be an off-duty cop, that they're able to, you know, they worked overtime to catch the people that did it. They're able to
they
do that.
Right
to
it.
Well, yeah, cops don't really do investigations.
What about a detective? That should be...
Well, that was the hard realization that I got in high school when I had my motorcycle stolen. You know, like my dad went around with drove the neighborhood later on that next day, found my motorcycle in somebody's backyard, and we reported it and got it back. But the police weren't going to do that. Now, I'm not saying on a property crime that they necessarily should, but I believed up to that point, for the 16 years that I had been on the planet, I believed that police officers handled law enforcement and investigation. This is what I'd seen on TV.
Go to crime scenes with cameras.
Propaganda,
and
right? They take fingerprints and find out who did it. Come on, this stuff doesn't happen. They don't do investigations generally, but when it's one of their own, Doug's right. That's when the investigation machine will really kick in.
And then maybe for theft and, you know, other petty crimes, maybe that shouldn't be a free subsidized service. But then get out of the way and quit pretending like you're the one in charge.
Right, I had no idea. I mean, if somebody would have said, you know what you should do, son? You should get on your bicycle and you should ride around this neighborhood and I'll bet you'll find your motorcycle. It probably didn't go very far.
We've had children killed in Chicago. We've had children.
Yeah.
I'm sure that you've heard about it. We're like the murder capital of the region. And they would never put in the type of effort to find the murderer of a child like they put in to find the murderer of the off-duty cop.
You know, a good friend of mine runs from Chicago, runs a golf course here in New Hampshire. He had sponsored a kid through elementary school and middle school and into high school. The kid was doing great. He was getting great grades and all that stuff. Something happens on the way home. The kid ends up from school at some point. The kid ends up dead. And the guy just sort of loses any hope he had for Chicago and Chicagoland. And, you know, that's how it goes. I mean, Chicago may be the greatest city in America, and I really do believe that. I believe it was built on hard work. I believe that as far as Chicago. It's got this wonderful history. But so much is wrong with that place. And, by the way, some of the best food around. But
there's an inverse correlation between human rights and food quality.
So
if they have good food, then it must be a horrible place.
Yeah.
And I have yet to be proven wrong on that. But, yeah, the fact that you can't have guns, they're not the best place.
I hate it. I feel like I'm living in a tyrannical government. They take more and more of my money every year. I'm pretty much renting my property. You have everything out of control. We're now publicly funding abortion here in Illinois, through Medicaid. They're allowing, you know, like low-income women, and we all have to pay for it. You know, I mean, if a woman would like to have an abortion, fine, but don't take the money out of my paycheck to pay for it. You know, and all the other crap that I'm tired of here in Cook County and Illinois and Chicago. And,
I mean,
you know,
is there a reason you can't...
It's time to put the house for sale.
Yep, I am.
Thanks for the call, Doug.
Thank you.
855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines, lawyer Michael Avenatti under arrest in New York City. He used to represent porn star Stormy Daniels. The U.S. Attorney's offices in New York City and Los Angeles filing federal charges against him for extortion, bank fraud, and wire fraud. He's accused of trying to extort $20 million from Nike. He's facing up to 100 years in prison if convicted on all counts. Here's U.S. Attorney Jeff Berman in New York.
Avenatti's conduct had nothing to do with zealous advocacy for a client or any other kind of legitimate legal work.
In other news, now that the Mueller report clears President Trump of Russia collusion, the president wants an investigation into the witch hunt.
It's lasted a long time. We're glad it's over.
President Trump speaking at the White House, where he meets with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Melanie.
The number's 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. I want to get back into this article here from intellectualtakeout.org about more kids going to charter schools and homeschools than ever before. Beyond homeschooling, an additional 2 million children, by the way, it's 2 million kids homeschooling now, 2 million kids being educated this semester, this fall semester in charter schools, according to the recent U.S. Department of Education data. The number of students currently enrolled in charter schools increased from 0.9 million in 2004 to 2.7 million in 2014, while the number of children enrolled in traditional public schools declined by 0.4 million during that same period. Taxpayer funded, but administered by predominantly private educational organizations, charter schools allow parents flexibility in choosing a school that is better aligned with their expectations and their child's needs. Charter schools are often exempt from district policies and collective bargaining agreements that can halt innovation and experimentation, allowing them more instructional and organizational freedom. Demand for charter schools often outweighs current supply with statewide charter caps, admission lotteries, and long waiting lists, leaving parents discouraged and angry. So When you look at these charter schools, they've got so many different types of them. You'll see the arts and sciences charter school. You'll see the the ballet charter school. Charter schools for everything. And kids almost across the board are getting better educations in these charter schools than they are getting in regular government school. That can't be because the charter schools are all doing it better, because they're all doing something different. So either A, your kid, individual kids need different types of education, and somehow parents can figure that out. It's a possibility, certainly. Or B, government schools are the worst environment to learn anything. That they're dangerous and scary and institutional and run by people who don't care. That, I think, is also a distinct possibility. That basically any educational choice you can make that isn't a government school is the best educational choice you can make for your kid. Now, maybe you're an atheist and the closest school to your house is a Catholic school or something. Lots of Catholic schools out there. I actually went from kindergarten through eighth grade to a Dutch Reform school. But you'd never know that because the Dutch Reform never taught. They just call their schools Christian. They didn't use any other terminology. But turns out that that's the ministry of the Dutch Reform churches to open up these schools. And, maybe that's not what you want to do. There's still homeschooling as an option, people. It's still, my wife stayed home from, the last time she worked at a W-2 type job, she worked before my son was born and hasn't had a, punch a clock kind of job since then. She's worked for Free Talk Live. She's done a little bit of contracting work here and there, but just stuff she can do from the house on the computer. And that's it. Well, because she did that, because she could concentrate on the household and take care of the finances that way, she was still able to contribute in a way that we would have never been able to do had she been working 40 plus hours a week out of the house. I credit her with having paid the house off. We did that in, I think, 3 years. She did that. We had to build the house on credit cards. We built that house and built it on credit cards. And she paid it off on a middle-class income, mine. And that's because she was cooking all the meals at home. We didn't have to pay all that money for, stuff to wear to work. Didn't have to have the extra car. Didn't have to do all these other things. And if somebody stays home, they can truly make it make sense. Let's go to the phones here. We have David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I wrote in the call screener asked me what it's about. It says, this thing of ours, or in Latin, Italian, La Cosa Nostra, as in the mafia.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's exactly the same business plan. Your government and the mafia are exactly the same thing.
That's not true. The mafia provides some services according to what people who have lived under the mafia have told me.
So which services are we talking about? I mean, they run numbers? Well, the government has a lot of
Security, but like actual security, not just, indiscriminately shooting people under the guise of security.
I don't think... I believe
they also sell some drugs that are the drugs that they say they are. And casinos.
When you've turned the corner to defending the mafia, Melanie... That's when you've gone the step too far.
I'm not defending the mafia. I'm just saying there's a difference between an evil organization that has some products and an evil organization that only blows up people.
Go ahead, David.
Yeah. So yeah. Point taken. And to a degree, to a fair degree, I agree. You're talking about the education thing as being ineffective, too corrupt, somewhere on that scale. And then you were also talking about, what was the other thing you were discussing just in the last, because it's tied in, the cops, because that's tied in too. Cops out there, they're individually, one by one, there are guys and gals in there that are, you have the right thing in your heart. However, you're being used, whether you know it or not. Your force has been built as the enforcer, just like the mob has enforcers. You're the enforcer for the boss that is our government. Whether you know it or not, and I want you to know it, so you stop doing it. Don't stop being a tool for them as an enforcer. And
Well, in a lot of cases, police understand that they're a gang. I mean, they'll say it. You know, it's been caught on video over and over
again. They ran an ad in one jurisdiction that said, think you're in a big gang. Our gang is bigger than you. We have 20,000 members or whatever.
Yeah, something like that. I remember the police union in, I think it was Denver during, I think it was the Democratic National Convention in maybe 2012. Their motto was, we get up early to beat the crowds.
You need to educate those cops that they're being used, because there are some of them that don't know they're being used as a tool.
Yeah. There's lots of good people in the police. Yeah, lots of good teachers, too.
I don't see how that's possible. So then all that really means is that I'm not the person to do that, because I don't see how you don't know. Like, you know what a cop is. You lived here before you became a cop. I don't know how you don't know what a cop is, so I don't know what it is I need to explain to you.
Right. Well, maybe somebody else who does understand it can explain that to him.
Because probably a good idea.
Yeah, that's probably not the thing for me to do, honestly. And I mean, I'm not trying to be smart about it, but like, different people are good at different things.
We all have our roles,
right? I would fail hard at that.
You can be busy trying to explain to people how the mafia is has more use than the government.
Yeah, I wasn't suggesting that Melanie take on the whole task. I'm talking to anybody and everybody who's listening. But anyway, they're the enforcer for your government, which is a racket, and your schools. You're talking about whether people should be educating at home, or what you should be doing is you should be boycotting all government education, because the educational institutions have been used not to educate so that there are skilled doctors, lawyers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They've been used in order to find, to sort out as a sifting system, to find those that are willing to join the mob and to play by the mob rules, the government mob rules. That's what they're doing. That's why, like this Singer case, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Stinger?
Singer, the dude that has for decades,
yeah.
Rick Singer.
Right. The guy that's setting it up so rich people can go to colleges.
Yeah, so that they can go to colleges to get the degree and to be ruled in instead of ruled out, to be one of the power elite. You know, it's not what you know, it's who you know. That's why.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a secret. That was the surprising part of this case to me.
Yeah, that was the amazing part of that case to me too. Was that anybody was surprised that somehow rich people have a fast track for getting into places like Harvard and Yale? Thanks for the call, Dave. Appreciate
people.
It. I got to let you go. 855-450-3733. By the way, Tom Woods, great libertarian podcaster, he went to Harvard and doesn't seem to have opened the doors necessarily for him. So you also got to believe the right things. Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
I'm Andy Snyder, author of the hit new book, Nature's Miracles. I just released the stunning details of a simple 30-second natural cure to things like erectile dysfunction, high blood pressure, joint pain, and possibly even cancer. In a word, this cure works. And it's all because of new evidence that proves things like ED are not just another case of bad luck. No, they're caused by our modern diet. And here's the stunning part. I found you don't need to change your diet if you want to beat these ailments. You simply need to add something to it. I recently published the recipe for the perfect drink, and for a limited time, I'm giving it away for free at perfectdrinkrecipe.com. The three cheap, all-natural ingredients found in this delicious drink can help fight some of this country's top killers. Doctors are stunned, and you'll love the results. All the details of the perfect drink are at my website. Just go to perfectdrinkrecipe.com. Again, that's perfectdrinkrecipe.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, final segment. Want to give special thanks to our amplifiers who make Free Talk Live possible. If you go to amp.freetalklive.com, like Juggalo Joe did, who became a silver amplifier there, you can support Free Talk Live. We only use the money to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. There are some perks. There are some good reasons to be an amplifier, but I think the best reason is you support the ideas of liberty, and you think that Free Talk Live is a good avenue for spreading them. At $5 a month, I don't think your liberty dollar can go any further than the AMP program. amp.freetalklive.com. Excuse me, amp.freetalklive.com. Thank you to the amplifiers. Thank you to Juggalo Joe. Let's go to John calling in from Kentucky. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, guys.
Gotcha.
Just want to let you know I'm in a kind of a rural, remote area, so I may lose you. I'm driving currently. I had a couple of comments. First was about the charter schools. You had some comments about, you know, schools being crap and public school system kind of being, I guess, shady, and lack of a better term. And I've been out of school for about 25 years, and I've got teenage children, and it really blows my mind every day the stuff that they come home and tell me about it, you know, teachers making comments about certain things. And in a recent class reunion, I was talking with some of my other classmates that have children same age. You know, when we were in school, we never knew the political affiliation, religious affiliation, sexual orientation, or anything of any of our teachers. You know, we always had speculations about certain
things. I'm the same age as you are, and I would agree with you 100%. I didn't know any of that stuff.
And every damn week, when my kids come home with something, it's something about this teacher's an atheist, or this teacher thinks Trump's stupid, or this teacher thinks Hillary Clinton's a cow, or, you know, I get tired of my kids hearing that crap at school. They should go to school, get an education, not to listen to somebody's personal ideology or who they went out with on the weekend or who they were drinking beer with. That's none of my kids' business.
Yeah, when I was in third grade, I knew that my teacher got mono.
Yeah.
And I know how she got it, because she told us.
And you know, it seems like it's every, you know, week that a school teacher, you see it on TV where they've done something stupid on Twitter, or, you know, they're sleeping with a student, or, you know, something like that. And I think that's been a big decline, or a big reason for the decline in our school systems, and especially our public school systems, and why they have such problems in keeping students and losing students to homeschooling and private schools and things like that.
Yeah, it's no surprise, though, that you get this place where you've got these kids that are forced to be there all day long, and these people come in with their ideologies or whatever, and they want to spread it. Well, I mean, that's kind of the definition of what a teacher is a person who knows something, who wants to impart that information. I'm not saying I support it. I absolutely don't. But I tend to agree with you. But, I mean, it's just kind of the probable, almost certain future of a centralized government education system.
Right. The second thing I wanted to speak about was a caller, a couple callers ago, was talking about police officers. I'm actually a police officer. I've called and talked to you guys once or twice before.
Thank you, John.
And a couple of comments about what he had to say, and this is nothing against him or anything, but there are those of us out here. I actually work for a county sheriff, and there are those of us out here that know what our oath was and know that there are certain things about our job that we don't agree with. And I will say that I've been a quiet 3%er for about the last 10 to 12 years. And my ideology about my job and how I approach my job changed quite a bit after I spent a week in New Orleans in 2005 after Hurricane Katrina. And
was that when they were confiscating all the guns?
Yep, and saw some of the stuff that federal agencies were doing to citizens. That really gave me a good wake-up call. And at that point, I was glad that we were leaving after seeing some of the things that were going on, our supervision and management decided that we needed to go home. And I've been proud to say for the last 20 years that I've worked for county sheriffs. And I have chosen to work for county sheriffs just because of the nature of their statutory powers and basically because they're a constitutional office. And the way our office is set up as a sheriff, I have chosen not to be a part of a state police agency or a city police agency just because of the fact that they're just basically a contract. That's why they're there. I will say that
I'm glad you've been thinking about this, John. Yeah.
As far as what that gentleman had to say about officers being gangsters and stuff like that, there are those of us out there that that know what civil liberties are, and as far as that's concerned, I do keep a copy of pocket constitution above my visor in my vehicle, just so number one, I don't forget it, and number two, if anybody ever challenges anything, I can show it to them and say, "Well,
got it right there."
If it's not laid out right there, then we do have a problem. So,
thank you, John. Appreciate
but
the call.
I wanted to. Just wanted to add a few comments and tell you guys that I like listening to you guys. And, keep up good work. I really appreciate y'all getting the message out there and making sure everybody understands what their liberties are and everything like that. That kind of goes back to the schools because I try to burn that in my kids' head because they are definitely not getting that at school on what their rights are and what they do have to do and what they don't have to do as citizens.
Thanks for the call, John.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Let's go to the Discord lines. Got Gene, the Christian anarchist, calling in on Discord. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Yeah, quickly, I just got out of a meeting with a group here, a Liberty group in Memphis, and they had a gal speaking from, she's a Falun Gong person from China. And
is that that's some kind of religion that's outlawed by the Chinese government, right?
It's basically just a, you know, a meditation kind of thing and some basic rules to live by.
Yeah.
But
well, that's
the Chinese government found that there was more of them than there were Chinese Communist Party members, so they made it illegal.
Okay.
She went to prison and was tortured and all this stuff. But the point I'm trying to make is after being to China all those times, I recognize that what she says is very realistic. I mean, this is what a oppressive government will do to people. And the torture that she described was just horrendous. And I can only say that the thing that's keeping us from not being there is the private ownership of firearms. And we must never, ever give up this right.
You think that it's the firearms that are keeping us free? Because I've always wondered about this.
I'm 100% sure of that. Because the only thing that stops the goons from gooning us all more than they are is the fact that they might get gooned back.
Yes.
They don't want.
Even if we wouldn't win that war, they don't want to get shot at because an individual cop still knows he can die from bullets.
Gene, the audio's bad. I'm going to let you go. Thank you.
An individual cop still knows he can die from bullets even if he thinks he can win the war. So that is still a deterrent. If there's going to be a war and you're going to be a frontline soldier, you're more hesitant to do that if it's an actual war and not just walk in.
Okay. I want to believe that the Second Amendment is what secures all the rest of them. I really do.
Well, the Second Amendment is just, a statement. It's the fact that the guns are actually there in reality that is what secures anything.
I just don't see, I see that this nation has become less free over time, and generally a Second Amendment person will not disagree with me on that statement, and that those that believe in the Second Amendment and have guns do nothing about it, step by step and time after time.
There's a point, though.
Yeah, there may be a point, and I think
it also the boiling slows
frog.
It down.
It's the boiling frog.
Yeah,
thing.
So they can't do it all at once.
I'll give you that. They just can't crank it all the way up as quickly as they would like to because, the frog is at least armed. If he's not cognizant, if he's not aware, if he's not paying attention, at least he's armed, I guess. I don't know. I've been skeptical of this. I'm skeptical of a lot of things when it comes around to people and their claims around guns. But I get it. One thing's for certain: you want to have one if somebody tries to break in your house, and you want to be able to defend yourself. I mean, look at things in Great Britain. They're trying. One of the government bureaucrats suggested putting tracking chips on all the knives. I mean, how would that work?
So it would work if you have a whole bunch of knives with holes in them.
Yeah.
And just a pile of tracking chips in my kitchen drawer.
It's been Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Melanie.
You check us out at freetalklive.com. Check out our Telegram channel. You can see all our show prep there. It's telegram.freetalklive.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.